USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After being projected the winner in yesterday's Democratic presidential caucus in Nevada, Bernie Sanders tells supporters at a rally in Texas,
"The American people are sick and tired of a government which is based on greed, corruption, and lies."
Sanders followed in Nevada by Joe Biden and then by Elizabeth Warren, who says her third place finish has saved her campaign for now.
"Thank you for keeping me in the fight."
In Southern California, authorities say it appears the driver of a charter bus lost control of it in heavy rain on a freeway, causing it to run off the freeway and roll several times. In all, three people, all women, died at the scene, and another 18 people on board had to be taken to various hospitals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The death toll for the coronavirus is now at about 2,500 globally. China is still the epicenter with about 2,400 of those deaths. The virus has spread to 28 countries. Over 78,000 people have come down with it. A quirky daredevil's died while trying to launch a homemade rocket for a Science Channel series. Mike Hughes, known as Mad Mike, was part of an upcoming series called Homemade Astronauts. Authorities say he died yesterday in a fatal rocket crash near Barstow, California. Hughes, a member of the so-called Flat Earth Society, had built and tested steam-powered rockets since 2014. After a crash that left him seriously injured a few years back, he told NBC News he wasn't going to stop.
Well, you know, I kind of relate this to anybody else that gets injured doing what they do. You know, you just keep on doing it, I guess. And, I mean, if you're a boxer and you get knocked out, you know, do you quit boxing?
Mad Mike Hughes was 64, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
New Jersey's governor revealing that he may be battling cancer. In fact, Phil Murphy says it's probably likely he is, but he won't have surgery until next month to remove the tumor from his kidney. That's when doctors will know for sure if it's malignant, but experts point out that nearly all tumors like the one he has turn out to be malignant. Lizzo has been named Entertainer of the Year by the NAACP. The 51st Annual Image Awards were held last night in Pasadena, California. Other big winners included actors Michael B. Jordan and the TV shows Greenleaf, Blackish, and When They See Us. Speaking of TV shows, here's the latest on a Friends reunion from USA Radio's Wendy King.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. The special will be available at the launch of the HBO Max in May.
And in last night's big WBC heavyweight fight, Tyson Fury defeated Deontay Wilder by a TKO in the seventh round. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.